Good evening, the 7 p.m. news with Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our headlines, the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting enters full gear tomorrow with the summit of heads of state and governments at the island state of Samoa. Prime Minister Head of Government Joseph Dengute is representing the President of the Republic. The fight against the polio virus intensifies across the national territory following a mass vaccination campaign which targets over 6 million children below the age of 5. Our in-depth segment of the news focuses on that. And on to sports, two bronze medals have already been won by Cameroonian boxers at the ongoing Senior African Boxing Championship in Kinshasa, while three others will fight for gold in their different categories this Friday. Those were our lead stories. Stay tuned for a full development. Deliberations at the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in the Polynesian island state of Samoa are set to go on higher heights tomorrow when heads of government from the 56 member countries of the organization begin their two-day meeting to define the policies of the body. Prime Minister Chief Dr. Joseph Dengute, who is representing the President of the Republic of Cameroon at the event, attended a dinner today organized by Samoan authorities for heads of states. Building correspondent Christian Cheata reports.
The independent state of Samoa, which counts roughly 210,000 inhabitants, according to a 2024 survey, is proud to be the first out of the 33 small states and island nations of the Commonwealth to host the heads of government meeting. The joy was evident during the official reception and state banquet organized at the Samoan Football Federation Hall in Apia Park. A moment for the country, with its 97% Christian population, to present the richness of its culture to the guests. Messages from the various speakers during the banquet underscored the wisdom behind the decision to take the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting to small states and island nations which face challenges related to the climate and to development. The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dengute, who is representing President Paul Biya at Chogum 2024, was amongst the guests who attended the state banquet. An opportunity for Joseph Dengute to meet with familiar faces in a relaxed atmosphere. The state banquet has paved the way for the heads of government meeting, which begins on Friday. In the meantime, delegates attending Chogum 2024 were busy across different venues Thursday, brainstorming on challenges facing the Commonwealth. An intergenerational dialogue, the foreign ministers' meeting, an advocacy session for the girl child in the Commonwealth, and side events focusing on the implementation of the Commonwealth Ocean Declaration, as well as on tree planting and the carbon offset program, were amongst the event organized on Thursday. From Apia in Samoa, Christian Cheatam, Chogum 2024.
Parliamentarians attending the 9th Africa Regional Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction have committed to advocating for more laws that promote disaster risk reduction, preparedness and early response across the continent. Their views were shared during a special session on parliamentary dialogue for African members of Parliament focused on disaster risk reduction at the 9th Africa Regional Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction. As you tell us, Patience Wingo from WIPA.
The session for parliamentarians is crucial for the adoption of robust legislative frameworks that align with the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction 2015-2030, a global policy blueprint aimed at reducing disaster risk.
My name is Stella Ngugi. I am the IFSA Disaster Law Coordinator for the Africa region based in Nairobi. We make it clear that there is a coordination structure that needs to be respected so that we are avoiding any gaps or overlaps in terms of our preparedness efforts and in terms of our response processes.
A network of female members of parliament from the Southern African Development Community is eager to advocate for gender-inclusive disaster risk reduction laws.
My name is Nema Lugangira. I'm a member of parliament in Tanzania. When we're talking about gender, one of the groups that is most affected and most vulnerable is children and women. Therefore, it is very important in anything that we do, we try and ensure that we can mitigate the risks of disasters, but most importantly, we can prevent these disasters.
Some parliamentarians expressed a desire for additional training on DRR issues.
Dr. Emmanuel Mafu, Member of Parliament from Ghana. You need parliamentarians across the continent to have a network, because when each parliamentarian is doing what they are supposed to be doing, you are not going to get the impact at scale. But what we need to achieve is impact at scale.
The session concluded with the adoption of a joint statement by African members of parliament. Patience Wingo on special assignment in Windhoek, Namibia.
The U.S. ambassador to Cameroon has concluded a three-day working visit to Garoua, pledging continued U.S. support for development initiatives aimed at strengthening bilateral relations between the United States and Cameroon, with a focus on the North region. His Excellency Christopher John Lamora described his maiden visit to Garoua as highly satisfactory and reaffirmed the U.S. Embassy's commitment to fostering a mutually beneficial partnership. Details with Julius Neva of Sierra Tribunal.
During the three-day walking visit, the U.S. ambassador to Cameroon made stops and had key exchanges with officials of the Garoua Regional Hospital, the University of Garoua, the Garoua Wildlife School, La Navette, the 301 Air Force Base, the American Corner, and the CRTV Radio House, where he was given a red carpet welcome by the staff and later on as guest on the maiden edition of Échange Majeur, a radio magazine production presented by the station manager of CRTV North, Amadou Issa, during which they discussed key bilateral and international relations issues.
CRTV is obviously one of the most important media outlets in the country, and so I was happy to have this opportunity to speak with CRTV and get the message out about everything that the U.S. government has been doing. I've met with priests and imams. Clearly, this is a region that is alive and kicking and has a lot of energy and a lot of potential, and I'm really happy that the U.S. government has been able for many years to partner in security and health and education and a lot of other things to help the people of the North.
The U.S. diplomat's sojourn in Garoua was crowned in grand style as His Majesty Ibrahim El-Rashdini gave him a triumphant welcome into the Lamidat with the Fantasia Cultural Horse Cavalry display reserved only for special guests. His Excellency Christopher John Lamora left Garoua with the promise that the United States will continue to foster a win-win bilateral relationship with Cameroon and the North region in particular. Julius Neba, Garoua.
The Ministry of Defense hereby informs, in the morning of Wednesday, 23rd October 2024, a viral video appeared on social media showing acts of violence inflicted on the musician Lonkana Ango Simon, known as Longe Longe. The victim accuses some service members of the Littoral Military Security Branch, Douala Garrison of the 2nd Joint Military Region, for perpetrating this act of violence. Informed of these acts of violence against a citizen, the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense immediately instructed his specialized services to open an investigation. More light will be shed on this unfortunate incident. Responsibilities shall be established and conclusion drawn based on the results of the investigation in accordance with the laws and regulations in force. The commander of the military schools and training centers has called on the about 2,600 newly recruited soldiers to be devoted and committed in their quest to maintain order and protect the territorial integrity of Cameroon. Major General Philip Mpai was speaking in Kotaba during an oath-taking ceremony and the presentation of the flag wherein the soldiers were sworn. The soldiers swore their allegiance to defend the country. Kinge Angela Pa reports from South West.
So let me swear, before the flag of the Republic of Cameroon, to love and serve you with honor and fidelity.
With these words, the close to 2,600 non-commissioned officers and Rapid Intervention Brigade Airborne Battalion have pledged loyalty to vigorously defend and serve the nation with their lives.
I am student officer Fezeu Arthur.
We are ready to serve our country until the ultimate sacrifice.
According to the commander of the non-commissioned training center, Abdurrahman, after 3 months of training, the soldiers have been equipped with the skills to protect the population and serve the country. The commander of the military schools and training centers, Major General Philip Mpai, who chaired the oath of allegiance, challenged the trainees to be patriotic.
An opportunity to see you on the many days of the Republic. the role of the head of state and the value of the front forces in regard to achieving national unity in an atmosphere of peace, democracy, and progress. From this day, you have become soldiers serving the Republic of Cameroon.
The young soldiers carried out simulation exercises wherein they demonstrated their abilities to neutralize an enemy, survival tactics in the battlefront, the dismantling and remounting of an arm blindfolded, amongst others. Kinga Angela Parr, CRTV News, Kutaba.
Over in the East region, a two-day workshop to evaluate the midterm progress of a project aimed at improving the growth and safety of children in the East and Adamawa regions has taken place in Bethel. Organized by UNICEF, the initiative launched in 2022 seeks to enhance child welfare in key areas like health, education, and safety. Details with Bennett Akameondoa of CRTV East.
UNICEF cooperation is bearing fruits in the East and Adamawa regions with its strive to ameliorate living conditions of children and adolescents who are mostly victims of malnutrition, climate change, and more. Guy Ronan Gemalu, representative Minepat.
The main difficulty concerning our program UNICEF is the registration of the birth and maybe the nutrition of the child and the access of education.
Providing good education, enabling birth registrations, and also good healthcare services to ensure the development of children are some of the goals of the program, which is running to its end in 2026. Juliette Heine, Deputy Representative, UNICEF.
We're here with our partners of UNICEF today to review the results we've been achieving in Adamawa and the East for children. So we have very good results already that we've been able to achieve in terms of birth registration, for example.
The main objective of the seminar is for midterm evaluation as well as ponder on other necessities to better the lives of children. Betwa, Bennett Akameondoa, CRTV.
On to our in-depth section of the news, and as you heard in one of our lead stories, over 6 million children under the age of 5 across Cameroon are expected to be vaccinated against poliomyelitis in the next 4 days. This is the objective of a polio vaccination campaign organized by the Ministry of Public Health as part of activities to mark the 2024 edition of World Poliomyelitis Day. Colette Jani reports.
Cameroon this October 24 joins Nigeria, Chad, Niger and the Central African Republic to organize this four-day vaccination campaign in response to the outbreak of the type 2 variant of the poliovirus in the sub-region. The campaign targets children from 0 to 5 years who will receive 2 drops of the vaccine and children between the ages of 0 to 59 months who have missed one or more routine vaccination, with the goal to reach over 6,700,000 children for the first round and over 3,500,000 children for the second round. The polio vaccines will be administered in some selected 202 health districts as well as through a door-to-door administration in marketplaces, churches, chief palaces and school campuses. Officials of the Ministry of Public Health have called on parents to adhere to the campaign in order to stop the spread of the poliovirus in Cameroon. The campaign that ends on October 27 is part of activities for the 2024 edition of the World Poliomyelitis Day, which is being commemorated under the theme, A Global Mission to Reach Every Child.
Colette Jani reporting. The vaccination campaign against polio has begun in the far north, with authorities calling on parents to immunize their children and wave aside rumors surrounding vaccines. Launched across all health districts on World Polio Day, the campaign has encountered a slow start, with some areas showing reluctance, a concern that health officials and authorities are keen to address. As you tell us, Henry Pato Ekambi from CRTV Far North.
Jalian, a polio victim, now paralyzed, sending out a passionate plea for parents to leave health agents to vaccinate so that their kids will not end up like him. His heartfelt words at the Dualare Integrated Health Center in Marua, combined with those of local authorities, yielded remarkable results as parents flocked to vaccinate their kids against polio. Nazira Usmanu was among the parents who promptly vaccinated her twins.
vaccinations.
Vaccine name is Amfa.
I don't want my children to be paralyzed. That is why I'm vaccinating them.
Health officials led by Dr. Yaya Adams, coordinator of the enlarged vaccination program for the far north, have devised strategies to overcome obstacles and reach their target population.
Children from 0 to 59 months. The parents, we have to inform them that the vaccine is safe, it's free of charge, and it's secure. So they have to bring their children so that every child in this region be immunized.
Launched on World Polio Day, the campaign aims to immunize approximately 1.7 million children in the region. Marwa Henry Tatuwekambe, CLTV.
Cameroon has launched an offensive against polio, especially against the variant type 2 poliovirus. The detection of the virus is an environmental sample in August 2023 confirmed that despite the progress made in eradicating it, the virus is still circulating and needs to be halted. In the analysis that follows, Winston Lebga examines the strides made by the government towards eliminating polio regardless of pockets of resistance.
Strong political commitment is crucial to the fight against polio, and the government of Cameroon has been working with its partners in the mission to wipe out polio. This time around, over 6 million children are the targets of the national vaccination campaign. Previously, six regions were identified. Mobile vaccination teams were dispatched to 127 health districts. Teams were also sent to households, schools, markets, traditional palaces, churches, and mosques. The government has outlined its vision to keep Cameroon polio-free, to sustain the network setup to eradicate the disease, and to strengthen other health priorities, especially as concerns essential vaccination, disease surveillance, emergency preparedness, and response. In 2024 alone, 134 polio type 2 detections, both in the environment and in affected people, were reported jointly in Burkina Faso, Chad, Central African Republic, Mali, Niger, Nigeria, and Cameroon. This reflects the persistence of pockets of under-immunized populations, particularly in urban areas of the country, with the risk of importing other polio virus, including the wild form. In a press statement issued in August of 2023, Public Health Minister Manaouda Malachi declared that the situation constitutes a national public emergency given the high risk of the virus spreading.
Our guest on the 7 p.m. today is Dr. Tambashu Afizu, the head of Epidemic Response Unit of the Expanded Program on Immunization, known as PEV. In the following interview with Colette Jani, he started by presenting the context under which the polio vaccination campaign is taking place. Let's have a listen.
Good evening, Colette Jani. This campaign is being organized in the context where Cameroon was declared wide polio-free in June 2020. However, 2023, we had 13 cases of this variant poliovirus in Cameroon. And this year, we have recorded two cases already, one in the Dedele Health District and another one in the Baturi Health District, all in the East region of Cameroon. We know that a case of poliovirus equivalent to an epidemic requiring adequate response in order to interrupt the circulation of the virus. So it's in this context that we are organizing this National Immunization Day in Cameroon. Our main objective first is to raise the awareness of parents and the population that to know that the poliovirus is still circulating in Cameroon. Even though we have eradicated the wild type, we still have the variant type that is circulating and is affecting mostly children. So our second objective is to make sure that all the children from 0 to 5 years in all the 10 regions of the country are vaccinated against this new variant of polio that is circulating in the country. And we are also going to use this opportunity for the campaign to try to catch up all the children that have missed their routine immunization calendar so that they can receive all the important vaccines that they have missed so far.
Dr. Tambasho, can you tell us what are the strategies that have been put in place to ensure the campaign is a success?
One of the strategies that we are going to adopt is the door-to-door strategies where vaccinators that have been trained at the level of their health facilities will go from houses to identify children from 0 to 5 years and administer 2 drops of polio vaccines to these children so that they are protected. We are also going to use vaccination in schools, churches, and other places of worship so that we can be able to reach all the various children.
The target for this campaign are children from 0 to 5 years, and since this campaign will take place in all the 10 regions of the country, that is about 6.7 million children that we are expected to vaccinate. So we are hoping that at the end of this campaign we will record 100%.
You are listening to the 7 p.m. news, and away from our in-depth segments, onto other news story. The Douala City Council has unveiled the city's urban mobility project designed to transform and streamline the transport sector in the economic capital during the third edition of the Economic Stakeholders and Local Development Fair, DOPSADEL, in Kribi today. City officials presented the project valued at over 262 billion CFP francs to the public. The initiative, approved by the Cameroonian government, is backed by the World Bank funding. Bruno Ndonwi Fonwi reports from CRTV South in Kribi.
With almost 4 million inhabitants, the economic capital of Cameroon suffers congestion. The Douala City Council, during the third edition of the Economic Stakeholders and Local Development Fair, SIDEL, in Kribi, presented the Douala Urban Mobility Project, worth 262 billion CFP francs, which will transform over 28 kilometers of road to ease movement. Samuel Ginto is Deputy Communications and PR Officer.
The mobility project have to facilitate the transportation of people in the city with the BRT system, bus rapid transit system, will be implemented by the Douala City Council.
With the funds available for the transformative project, works as scheduled.
The project is financed by the World Bank with the support of the Government Republic of Cameroon. Next year, the project will start, and the project is put in place for 7 years.
The Douala Urban Mobility Project is one of many presented at the third edition of SIDEL in Kribi, with focus to enhance decentralization and local development. Bruno Ndonwe Funye, CRTV, Kribi.
People who are hard of hearing and are visually impaired will be given more visibility on the CRTV airwaves in a move to pursue the corporation's social inclusion policy. CRTV's Director General Charles Ndongo made a promise today in the head office while receiving a certificate of honor from the Cameroon Organization for the Development of the Deaf, OCDS, for his support to the hard of hearing in the country. Here are details with Vanessa Woodnansinamo.
Officials of the Cameroon Organization for the Development of the Deaf, abbreviated in French as the OCDS, came to appreciate the Cameroon Radio Television Corporation for its unflinching support throughout the last 20 years of their existence, celebrated on October 5, 2024, as confirmed in deaf language by the President Marcelin Atanganatala.
He has said that he is very happy because the general manager of the CRTV has promised to give them a support to help deaf people to develop and change their condition in all the Cameroon. He's sure that the manager will do what he has said.
The creation of at least a newscast per day for the hard of hearing, the production of a news documentary of the life of persons with hearing deficiencies, and programs geared towards the promotion of the deaf are among requests tabled before the Director General of the CRTV during the prize awards ceremony in Balatu. Charles Ndongo, on behalf of the state broadcaster, promised that a committee will be set up to coordinate actions which the CRTV will henceforth carry out for the recognition and development of people who cannot hear in Cameroon.
Cameroonian journalists have been exhorted to uphold humility and assiduity in order to restore the enviable status of the media as the watchdog of the society. The call was made in Yaoundé today during the launch of a book titled Cameroon Journalism in Mutation, a look at a profession in peril. The work, authored by three Cameroonian journalists, is prefaced by the Director General of CRTV, Charles Ndongo. George Mwam has the details.
The book, co-authored by Herman Mana, Valentin Simeon Zinga and Eugene Shema, is a real-time diagnosis of the media landscape in Cameroon nowadays. It explores the new dynamics which are transforming the profession, ranging from the media economy, access to information, the status of a journalist, and the socio-political context, as reiterated by one of the authors, Valentin Simeon Zinga.
You can see political forces, economic forces, but you can also see social forces.
The authors condemn in the strongest terms impostors who have invaded the profession and have sacrificed professionalism in order to massage the egos of influential figures in exchange for brown envelopes. Valentin Simeon Zinga and his peers insist that it doesn't matter where and how one becomes a journalist, but that what differentiates them is their sense of professionalism and critical spirit.
We have to have a systemic overview of the problems. Problem of regulations, training, but you have also problems dealing with ethics.
The Director General of CRTV, Charles Ndongo, who wrote the preface to the book, regretted that assiduity has disappeared from the profession, adding that today's journalists lack the humility of icons of yesteryears, like Henri Bandolo. The masterpiece, weaved into 134 pages, and which was reviewed by Professor Daniel Anisen Noir, also frowns at the phenomenon of Hilton journalists and seasonal newspapers that are resurrected on the eve of major political events in the country, just to disappear months later to wait for another grabbing moment.
And on to sports. Two Cameroonian boxers, Dorian N'Gola Nyangano in 48 kg and Beb Georges in 68 kg categories, have already won two bronze medals for the country at the ongoing Senior African Boxing Championship in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Three other Cameroonian boxers will fight for gold in their different categories this Friday and Saturday. And on to these press releases coming in. The Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, hereby informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for the submission has been extended to December 1st, 2024. Additionally, the Minister of Finance commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation. The Minister of Finance further emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism, including a toll-free call center 8200, an electronic assistance platform, help desk accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General of Taxation's website www.support.harmony2.cm, a messaging service plus 237-691-881-881 specifically for taxpayers residing abroad. The Minister of Finance counts on the compliance of all. To all SEMAC-approved tax consultants registered with the National Order of Tax Consultants of Cameroon, ONCFC, I hereby have the honor to invite you to the Extraordinary Elective General Assembly of the National Order of Tax Consultants of Cameroon, which will hold on Thursday, 24th of October 2024 at 10 a.m. prompt in Yaoundé Hilton Hotel. The main agenda will be the renewal of the organs of the ONCFC. As a reminder, in accordance with the order's internal regulations, the General Assembly is made up of all the tax consultants registered on the orders for Article 8, Paragraph 1. The trainees registered on the orders appendix list are authorized to take part in the work of the Assembly. They may take part but do not have the right to vote. Article 8, Paragraph 3. The conditions of participation and eligibility are those contained in the minutes of the meetings of February 02, May 07, and May 23rd and July 23rd, 2024, held with the Orders Management Board. Voting is by list. Each member may represent two other electors on the basis of a duly established mandate. Candidates' files are due at a management committee set up for the occasion no later than midnight Tuesday, September 24, 2024. The Minister of Finance would like to thank all ONCFC members who are committed to revitalizing the tax advisory profession. Signed, the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Mutazi. And on to this other advertorial from MTN. Gain time, pay tuition and examination fee in just a few seconds and in a very safe way. Dial *126*007# or go to the minispay.cm, enter your matricule, pay and download your receipt. Momo is more. Everything is more with Momo. And with that, we call it quits in this edition of the 7 p.m. news, in which you heard that the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting enters full gear tomorrow with the summit of heads of state and government at the island state of Samoa. Prime Minister Head of Government Joseph Dangote is representing the President of the Republic. The fight against the polio virus intensifies across the national territory following a mass vaccination campaign which targets over 6 million children below the age of 5. Our in-depth segment of the news focused on that. And on to sports, two bronze medals have already been won by Cameroonian boxers at the ongoing Senior African Boxing Championship in Kinshasa, while three others will fight for gold in their different categories this Friday and Saturday. The 7 p.m. news is a presentation of Elizabeth Bombonet Agbor.